Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. For years, Northfield City staff and officials have tried to figure out what to do with the over 500 acres of land northwest of the Northfield Hospital. There have been multiple consultants and studies, and this year, Mayor Pownell formed another committee to address the area. Among their recommendations, Administrator Ben Mardig said, is to hire another consultant, develop a future land use map, and incorporate the entire community. What's different is they'll focus on a 50-acre lot directly west of the hospital.
We have some area there that is relatively easy to extend infrastructure. There's a city street there. So looking at what might potentially be an appropriate use in that area, exploring that really on a small incremental basis.
The city is working with a program called Site Certified through XL Energy to help market the site. Mardig said it's currently zoned agriculture. He added that part of the process is to be better prepared.
How do we define really what the community wants? What is the market needs that are out there as well in demand? And then try and find the right match with that and to go after it.
This will come back to council in a work session early next year. The EDA is hosting an event tomorrow regarding Northfield's development. It's being held from noon to 2 at the White Center for Creativity. Urban 3 will present on Northfield's tax base composition and the effects on development. This event is open to the public. I have a link on kymnradio.net to RSVP for the event. One of Emily Fulton's focuses as she takes over the leadership of the Northfield Union of Youth, or the KEY, is youth homelessness. She and Kate McDonald, the housing coordinator, came into the KYMN studios last week to discuss the Wallflower Project. In 2017, McDonald reports there were 22 homeless youth reported in Northfield. As winter sets in, they want to make sure that does not happen. They're looking for host families.
So we are looking for caring adults in the community who have an extra bedroom, who would be willing to bring in a youth into their home for a certain amount of time that they determine. It can be a short time, actually, or it could be longer, like a few months' stay.
This is not foster care. It's not administered through a government agency, and the KEY does not pay host families. The idea is that they're on more equal ground.
Because it's not the foster care system, the youth get to choose the host home in which they stay, unlike the foster care system where they're just simply put in there.
Families receive 16 hours of training and continued support. You can email homes at unionofyouth.org for more information. There is an event on Thursday at the library at 4 p.m. where they will discuss the Wallflower Project, talk about host homes, and at 6 p.m. they'll watch the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Fulton said,
"It is a definite way to show one person's impact on a variety of people and on a town in general."
The Northfield HRA voted at their November 27th meeting to approve $15,000 to the Wallflower Project in 2019. And security is tighter now at the Rice County Courthouse. They received funding to add a permanent metal detector and installed it a couple of weeks ago. Sheriff Troy Dunn said you must use the west door. It is handicapped accessible. All bags, purses, briefcases will go through the x-ray machine, and you have to walk through a metal detector. If the alarm goes off, you'll be wanded.
Just on the first day alone, we did have a knife and some drugs that tried to come into the courthouse. So
outside the screening is an amnesty box.
So that's your last chance. If you've got something and you think you're going to walk in with it, you put it in that amnesty box. It's gone. You will not get it back, but you can't be. We won't charge you with anything.
So, when they did the temporary screening,
and people would walk in that west door and they'd see the screeners and they would bolt out the back door, run to the bathroom, and you're like, I wonder what's going on here, you know?
Dunn said they appreciate everyone's patience as it will take longer. They received a grant from the judicial branch to get the detector. Rice County is late to the game at providing this level of security. News from around the state is next.